Booster shot. We'll take a look at who that includes.
The Delta variant surge is waning in our area. I'm Luke Lukert.
A warning from former President Trump to the Republican in the Virginia race for governor. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Feels like fall this morning at 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The CDC's approved Pfizer booster shots for people over 65 and Americans with underlying health conditions, including obesity. Director Rochelle Walensky's gone a step further to include healthcare workers and teachers. Correspondent Omar Villafranca on what recipients can expect.
The most common side effects from the third dose are similar to those from previous doses.
Is there enough evidence that this third booster shot from Pfizer is safe?
Well, most of the information we have from the third booster is from Israel, where this practice has been underway for a number of weeks. And so far during that time frame, yes, it seems to be.
Dr. Peter Hotez is with the Baylor College of Medicine.
It's really important not to go rogue and to do this with the recommendations of both the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control. But I think it's very important to get that third immunization.
Republicans come up empty in an attempt to prove the 2020 election in Maricopa County, Arizona was rigged. A hand count shows President Biden actually expanded his lead. Former county recorder Adrian Fontes.
This entire sham was built on a lie. They knew it was a lie, and they forced everyone to suffer months and months of this tomfoolery, and it needs to end.
Official results will be delivered to the Senate later today. A House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is ramping up its investigation. It subpoenaed four top Trump advisors, including Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
Basically, they are assembling a mosaic, trying to put together the pieces, large and small, that created this violent event on January 6th.
A new hurricane's just formed in the open Atlantic. Forecasters say Sam could strengthen rapidly into a major hurricane by tonight or early tomorrow. It's likely to track north, though, and spare the eastern U.S. Another round of heavy rain has added insult to injury in the Northeast. Guyan Mishre just returned to his home in Short Hills, New Jersey, after it was flooded out by Hurricane Ida. Now there's more water to deal with.
My contractor just put the walls back in the house, and I'm like, I can't take this anymore.
First, toilet paper, then lumber, car parts. Now there's a pandemic shortage of toys. Brad Simpson owns a variety store in Mountain Brook, Alabama. His message, get your holiday shopping done now.
We're telling a lot of our customers, if you see something now that you like, go ahead and get it, because we don't know if it's going to be there in a couple weeks or a couple of months.
S&P futures are down 17, Dow futures off 106. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
7:03 Friday morning, September 24th, with a great day ahead. Sunny and breezy, low humidity, highs in the low to mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories that we're following this hour, and we begin with a look at how you can get a booster shot if you are eligible now. Early this morning, the CDC approved a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for millions of adults. It includes people 65 and older, those with medical conditions that put them at severe risk of illness from the coronavirus, residents of long-term care facilities, and adults whose workplace puts them at risk of being infected. Now, the third shot can't be administered until 6 months have passed since someone got their second shot.
Here in our area, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state is ready to distribute the third dose. Virginia Vaccine Coordinator Danny Avula says he's confident the state has a large enough supply of booster shots. No word from officials in the district about their plans to distribute the third Pfizer dose. However, WTOP has reached out for more information.
Well, like much of the U.S., a surge of COVID cases caused by the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now ebbing in this area.
The 7-day average of case numbers has been leveling off over the past week. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital.
With this Delta variant, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's really plateaued. You know, why that is, we don't know for sure.
Dr. Glenn Wortman is the director of infectious diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. He thinks the cause might be a high vaccination vaccination rate.
The D.C. area is above 70% vaccinated. Ideally, it should be 100%. That's the only way out is vaccination.
Meanwhile, deaths caused by COVID continue to be a lagging indicator. While D.C. is only averaging a death a day, Virginia is seeing deaths increase. As of Thursday, an average of 37 people die a day. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now you can hear the full interview with Dr. Wortman on next week's episode of WTOP's Is It Normal Yet podcast. It'll be released on Monday morning.
Former President Trump is making his presence known in the general election in Virginia with a warning for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican candidate for governor.
Glenn Youngkin has treaded lightly around the issue of former President Trump. He tiptoed his way around it this week in an interview with WTOP.
How closely do you align yourself with former President Trump?
I'm a 30-year business guy running for governor to go serve all Virginians.
Although he's been friendly toward Trump, the former president doesn't seem to think it's enough. He suggested in an interview with radio host John Fredericks that Youngkin won't win if he tries to play it down the middle and doesn't fully embrace Trump's movement.
When they do that, they never win. They have to embrace it.
Though he later sent an email to supporters showing Youngkin leading in a new poll. Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
7:06 now, and there are some new restrictions on who can speak at meetings of the Loudoun County School Board.
In recent months, the board's meetings have often been packed as members considered and voted to expand transgender students' rights. Starting with next week's meeting, the only people who will be allowed to speak to the board will be students, parents, school employees, residents of the county or its incorporated towns, and county business owners. And they must bring documentation to prove they belong to one of those groups. In a statement, school board chair Brenda Sheridan says the goal is to make sure parents and other members of the community are heard instead of people she calls out-of-town agitators. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Coming up, why Ocean City officials suggest you find someplace else to visit this weekend. It's 7:07.
When it comes to checkout, a Wells Fargo checking account and contactless debit card let you get right to it, like this.
All right, so today your total comes out to $18. Oh, speedy.
Or like this.
A soda and a bag of gummy worms. Yum. That'll be, oh, wow.
And like this. With a Wells Fargo contactless debit card, you can quickly tap to pay, be on your way, and bank without missing a beat. Visit wellsfargo.com/keepthebeat to learn more.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Here's Richard Allen, the chief data officer at the Environmental Protection Agency, on the discussion, Accelerating Service Delivery with FedRAMP Software as a Service Capabilities, sponsored by Click.
At a minimum, you need to have a robust data catalog. Even if all the elements aren't there, if you at least know what you have, relatively speaking, how to put it all together.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network. Search Click.
Advanced analytics in the cloud allows government agencies to provision data more efficiently, deliver it with more predictability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.